Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. Now, I'll turn the meeting over to your host, Marquis Flanery. You may begin.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the call today. This will be my last conference call with all of you, since, as you know, I'm stepping down this Friday after almost 39 years with VNSNY, including the last three as your president and CEO. I recorded a farewell video that was sent out to all staff this morning, so I'm going to let my words in that video do most of the speaking for me. But I'll say that while I wish the pandemic had never happened, I'm glad that we've been able to hold these weekly calls together, and I appreciate all the questions and well wishes that you've shared each week. I also want to take a moment to thank my co-hosts on this call, who each week have helped me in answering all of the good questions that you send in. So thanks to Andrea Castellanos, Michael Bernstein, Marion Haas, and Tony Dawson. And they are on the call with me again today, so I wanted to take a moment to recognize them. I also want to thank everyone who's participated in our staff vaccination program. By the end of last Friday, over 2,000 staff members had received their first dose of vaccine. We closed our vaccination clinic for 5 days starting January 23rd and continuing through Wednesday, January 27th, because our vaccine supply was reduced this past week. Thanks to the hard work of our schedulers, most staff who were originally scheduled for those days have been successfully rescheduled, and in fact, most had already received their vaccine this past week. Vaccinations will resume this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I want to reassure everyone that it is our understanding that New York City is reserving a second supply of second doses for everyone who had already received their first dose. So we don't expect any problems in that regard. As a reminder, all staff who have patient-facing jobs are eligible to get the vaccine, including all partners in care home health aides and all of our field clinicians, as well as all staff members 65 years of age and older. You are also eligible. You can schedule your appointments by submitting the vaccine request form that's posted on the top of the Vaccinate VNSNY page on the intranet and the top of the COVID vaccine page in the Partners in Care Resource Center on Frontline. I also want to leave you with two requests this week. If you are eligible and you haven't yet done so, please consider scheduling your vaccination and encourage your eligible coworkers to do the same. Governor Cuomo announced yesterday that over 70% of healthcare workers in New York State are now vaccinated, which is a great milestone. Now let's hit that same percentage with our own workforce, because we still have quite a bit to go. There's a short flyer called A Quick Guide for Discussing the COVID-19 Vaccine posted on the intranet and on the Partners in Care Resource Center, which has good, easy-to-understand information about how the vaccine works and why you should get vaccinated. So please share it with anyone who you think might need some convincing. The unions representing our healthcare workers are also recommending that staff get vaccinated. Last week, we sent a joint email with 1199 SEIU urging partners in care home health aides get vaccinated. And the UFT sent a similar message to our nurses earlier this month. I hope you've seen the selfie videos by our own staff as well, talking about how they've received the vaccine without any serious issues. The other thing I'm going to ask is that you continue to stay vigilant and keep social distancing, wearing your face mask and washing your hands. The positive test rate in New York State and New York City dropped to 5.5% this week, so everyone's efforts to once again flatten the curve are working. At the same time, though, 8,700 people are hospitalized with COVID in New York State, and the rates of new cases and hospitalizations nationwide continue to be high. So please keep doing all you can to protect yourselves, your patients, your family, your friends, and your colleagues. Rapid COVID tests continue to be available on pre-scheduled days this week in all of our regional offices except Westchester. So I hope you will consider getting tested as part of your COVID safety program. The testing schedule is posted on the intranet and the Partisan Care Resource Center. This week, we have our usual two emotional support calls for home health aides, one at noon today, the other at 1 on Thursday. Plus, we have our support Zoom open to all staff, which is this Thursday at 10:15. Our next support Zoom for staff recovering from COVID is today at 4:30, and our parent support group will take place Thursday at 4. As always, information on how to join them is posted on the intranet and the Partners in Care Resource Center. These calls have provided such great comfort to so many of our staff, and I want to give special thanks to our counselors who have been hosting them each week. Finally, I want to thank everyone who joined my send-off event last Thursday evening or watched it afterwards. I was incredibly touched by everyone's kind words, as well as the wonderful videos and other tributes and comments that I received afterwards. I'm especially honored by the scholarships established in my name, and I want to offer my congratulations to the recipients who were announced on Thursday. First, the two winners of the Parking Pass Awards, which is a $250 stipend that can be used to defray work-related gas or parking expenses for clinicians or paraprofessionals who are required to use their cars to provide care or service patients, clients, and members. They are Shakiri Pitt, who is a home health aide with Partners in Care, and Cleo Miller, who is a VNSNY home care nurse. Congratulations to both of you. And congratulations also to the recipients of the first three Stand Tall scholarships, which will support advanced learning and professional growth, either through tuition assistance or conference and workshop attendance. And the three recipients of those awards are Guadalupe Gutierrez, who is a home health aide with Partners in Care, Ramya Devieni, manager of Choice Pharmacy Administration, and Amory Moultrie, director of Enterprise Communications. Again, my thanks to all of you on this call and to everyone across VNSNY. As I said last Thursday night, you are my family, and I'll always carry you in my heart. So that concludes my update, and now I'm going to turn to the questions that were sent to the COVID-19 conference call email box. So the first question was, first, thank you for these calls. I look forward to them each week. And the good news is the calls are going to continue. So in case anyone had a question about that, I wanted to let you know that they will continue. So my first question is about short-term leave. If someone was on a short-term disability claim that ended the day before a legal holiday, does the company pay for that holiday, which would have been my first day back, or would it be considered an unpaid absence? Marion, can you help with answering this question?
Yes. Thanks for the question. If your return to work was scheduled on the holiday, you should receive pay for that holiday because otherwise you would have worked on that day. So if you received a different answer in this regard, please send me a direct email and I will look into it for you. Thanks for the question.
Thanks. Thank you, Marion. The next question. Good morning. I was scheduled for the second shot on Sunday, February 14th. Is this schedule still in effect, or will I be contacted for rescheduling? I was very pleased with how well the team organized the vaccine. I was also pleasantly surprised to see Marky in the monitor room helping out. I even asked for a snapshot with Marky. I have no side effects from the vaccine, except the injection site was sore for 2 days. Thank you all. So I'm glad that you got your vaccine. I was pleased to be able to spend time with so many staff when I was in the waiting area following vaccination, and I got to take many selfies with staff. So that was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping to volunteer and be on site again as Andrea needs me to be there. So in terms of the answer to the question on the second vaccine scheduled for Sunday, February 14th, Andrea, do you want to take this question?
Yes, sure, Maki. Good morning, everyone. I do anticipate that we will be running the vaccine clinic on Sunday, February 14th, which is Valentine's Day. If there is a change to your schedule or any schedule, we will be reaching out to people to let them know. So right now, it's a busy day in the clinic. I just looked at the schedule for that day, and I do anticipate that we will be holding clinic that day.
Great. Thank you. Next question. I would like to thank VNSNY for organizing a vaccination program for family members to get vaccinated. I was not able to schedule a vaccine anywhere for my mother, who is 88 and has a lot of medical problems. I signed up for the VNSNY vaccination program on Sunday and had a call on Thursday that we can come to get a vaccine. Even though we were on standby, we got the vaccine without a long wait. The whole experience was excellent, great customer service. Everyone was so polite. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm proud to work in such a great company. So you're very welcome. I mean, I'm glad you took advantage of getting your mom vaccinated. And again, the team has pulled together and tried to make this experience as pleasant as possible with minimal waits. And frankly, they were extremely successful. So Andrea, Tony, all who were involved, and I know there were hundreds involved, did an outstanding job in pulling this program together. So thank you for sharing the feedback. Next question.
Marky, yes. I think it's worth talking a little bit more about the Friends and Family Standby program so that there isn't any confusion or misunderstanding. So I want to just explain the way the Moderna vaccine works is it comes in a vial, and in every vial there are 10, 11, or sometimes 12 doses of medication. We don't know how many doses we have in every vial. And at the end of the day, we sometimes have leftover doses that we must use that day, because once you pierce a vial and you start to draw the medicine out of it with the needle, you have to use that medicine within 6 hours. And so sometimes we are left with 1, 2, 3, up to 8 or 9 doses at the end of the day. So we never know. So we started this program called Friends and Family, which is a standby program. And I'm going to ask David Rosales, who's also on the phone right now, to talk about how that program works. Because it's not, we cannot offer at this point in time vaccine to all of our loved ones who are over 65. And it really is a standby program. So, David, do you want to just describe that for a minute?
Sure. Good morning, everyone. David Rosales, the Chief Strategy Officer. So, as Andrea mentioned, this Friends and Family program is a standby program. So it is intended, for doses at the end of the day. The way it works is you can submit the name and some other information of an eligible family member to be a friend or family member. To be eligible, they have to be 65 years old or over in accordance with the New York State eligibility requirements and a resident of New York State. An email will be going out later today, the weekly Vaccinate VNSNY email that will include that link. It was also emailed out about a week ago, but the link will come out later today. You can enter the information, and we randomize all of the participants into a lottery of sorts, and everyone gets a number. And then when someone's number comes up, we will call and typically provide about 24 hours notice that the individual is eligible to come into the office around 3:30 in the afternoon on standby status. And, you know, we can't guarantee that there'll be enough doses at the end of the day for them to receive the vaccine, but if not, they'd be able to come in subsequent afternoons in case their dose is available. So that's how it works.
Great. Thanks for clarifying that, and that's very helpful. Next question. I will be receiving my second scheduled dose of the Moderna vaccine in 2 weeks at BNSNY. Due to the current shortage of available vaccines in New York, how can I and others be sure we will receive our second dosage in a timely manner? So we have been assured by the state, by the Commissioner of Health for the city, that the second doses have been set aside so that people who have received the first dose will be able to receive the second dose. Now, I know that there have been petitions by the mayor to try to get those second doses released and made available, but that has not happened. So unless something changes, which I don't believe it will, the second doses, those doses remain, they're available, and they will be provided for staff who have received their first dose. And it should be on the date that was scheduled, unless we reach out to you to modify the dates in any way. Anything further on that from anyone on the call that you'd like to add?
The only thing I would add, Markie, is that the city knows exactly how many first doses we gave and when we gave them, because it is a reporting requirement. And every day we reconcile our numbers to make sure the city has received our information accurately. And so that's how they know how many doses we would need in a week for second doses. So there is a system around the city knowing what we need and when we need it. And I think, Markie, you said that if there is any delay in us receiving vaccine for second doses, we will let people know and we will reschedule accordingly.
Thank you. Next question. Good morning. Thank you, Markie, for all you've done and good luck. So thank you very much. I appreciate the kind words. I wanted to find out if there'll be more opportunities for the standby program for BNSNY friends and family. So as David just mentioned, a link is going to be sent out with the Vaccinate BNSNY so that people can register and hopefully be able to, they can register and then you will be notified if you're able to come in on standby status. Again, the people who are friends and family must be over the age of 65 to be eligible for the friends and family program. Next question. My name is Jennifer. I'd like to thank a nurse by the name of Kathy at BNSNY. She helped me through on Friday. I was nervous and scared, and she sat with me. She was a gem. So this is one of our home health aides, and I'm glad, Jennifer, that you are taking the time to thank Nancy, Kathy, who helped you this past Friday, and that's what we're all here for each other. So I'm glad that she was a support for you. So those were all the questions that were sent in advance, and I'll give you a moment if anyone has a question that they'd like to submit. Otherwise, I will give you back to the rest of your day. Okay, one just came in. And this is another thank you. So thank you very much. And big thank you, Markie, for these weekly calls. They've proven to be valuable and informative to our clinicians, and we appreciate the regular opportunity for the two-way communication. Happy trails to you and best wishes. So thank you. Again, thank you for these kind words. I'm going to miss everyone. It's been one hell of a ride. And the good news is the calls will continue. The team has committed to keep it going, and Dan Savitt is looking forward to partnering with the others on continuing these calls. So glad to know that those will continue. Next question. When the person's number comes up, is that a guarantee to come to 42nd Street between 4 and 6 to receive the vaccine? So it is a guarantee to come to 42nd Street to be on standby. Remember, we only can give vaccine if we have leftover doses. But we generally have some leftover doses each day. Now we are asking more people to come in than what we may have available. So it's not a guarantee that if you get told to come in, you will get a dose today. But if you come in today and you don't get a dose today, we're going to ask you to come back on our next scheduled day and hopefully within a number of days, you should be able to receive the vaccine. Anything?
Marky, this is David. Let me just add one thing. When a person is called because their number has come up to go on standby status, they'll be given a time to arrive. So it's not a time window. We usually have been generally asking folks to arrive around 3:30, but they'll be asked to arrive at a certain time.
Great. Thank you. Next question. Thank you, Marky, for all you've done at VNSNY. And the question is, my parents have been staying with me for the past couple of months during COVID. However, they are residents of New Jersey. Would they be eligible for the Friends and Family Program? And I believe, David, you said that you must be a resident of New York State. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, that's correct. According to the New York State eligibility requirements, the individual has to be a resident of New York State.
Okay. So I know that there are, you know, programs in New Jersey. If you have not already been doing research, look to see what's available in New Jersey to be able to get them vaccinated. So with that, I think, yes?
Marky, can I also, I know people are really trying to get their loved ones vaccine who are over 65, and maybe I can, it doesn't work 100% of the time, but providers are notified on Sunday how much vaccine they're getting, and they typically post their schedules for the week on Sundays. And so if you're trying to get a loved one an appointment in New York City, it may be worth focusing your efforts on Sundays to get appointments. And sometimes they actually post the new schedules at 12:01 a.m., so this is just if you're trying to get your loved one an appointment in New York City, you may want to focus your efforts looking on Sundays. It's just a clue that I think David told me this, and it's worked for a number of people that I know. So try that as well.
Great. Thank you. That's helpful information. So, again, thanks, everyone, for your engagement, your support, your participation. Please continue to support the organization, and I know that the leadership team is there for you and will continue to communicate, share information, and support you. So thanks very much. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and you tune in next week for the call, because the calls will continue.